Okay, one or two which are related to the topic, and a number of which are not related to the topic. So, first question is, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. What are the differences between our fitra and our reasoning, which is our aql? So, to summarize the answer, this has been addressed by the likes of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahumullah. And to give you the quintessence of the answer, when we speak about the fitra is really, it's like a potential that Allah has put in every single individual, right? This fitra is, we refer to it as intuition, something that's innate, something by which you know certain truths, and something that predisposes you, it makes you inclined towards wanting to worship Allah and to accept beliefs which are sound and to accept actions which are beneficial, right? So it's like you are born with the ability to speak which you are not yet able to speak. Do you understand? So the fitrah is you are born with the potential for Islam. The Islam, which is, you know, al-istislamu lillah wal-inqiyad lahu bit-ta'ah wal-khulus min ash-shirk wa ahlihi, right? So the Islam, as we actually define it, meaning the kalima, the shahada, and the five prayers, and whatever else, you are born predisposed towards that, providing nothing else comes in the way, right? So just like, for example, you are born with the future potential to be able to speak. As long as there is no impediments that come to you as you grow up, then you will be able to speak. So in a similar manner, the fitrah is something Allah has put within you as a potential that predisposes you towards Islam. You will naturally go towards Islam. Just like naturally, almost all children, they are able to speak and, you know, do whatever they do as a natural part of their development. So this in general is the fitrah. It is to be open and to be accepting of true beliefs and to reject false beliefs and to accept and abide by beneficial actions and to reject harmful actions and to be predisposed towards that, as long as no other tarbiyah comes in its way. Now this fitra is like very loose. It's not fixed. It's something that can be changed by the environment. That's why you see in the hadith, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, that it is his parents who make him into a Jew or a Christian or a Majin fire worshipper. The fitrah is very malleable. It can quite easily be changed, right? Even though the fitrah is still buried, it's still there in you, it's deeply buried, but then it can be concealed and, you know, turned in this direction, that direction. So this is the fitrah. And as for reason, as for aql, the aql is defined as having knowledge of what is beneficial and then traversing the path to attain it. And having knowledge is of what is harmful and traversing the path to avoid it. This is the aqil, right? So notice that reason isn't just to have knowledge, but it means to abide and to prefer, to abide by that which will bring benefit and to keep away from that which will bring harm. That is the one who is the aqil, the person with reason. Now with aql, aql is something that is like a sifa. It's a quality of you. That quality develops and grows over time. Or you can also lose that sifa. You can lose that quality as well. That's why alcohol, it makes you lose the aql. Right? It makes you lose the attribute of aql. You don't know what you are doing or what you are saying or whatever else. So aql is something different. It is another quality Allah has put within you, and it is your ability to know things which are beneficial and to abide by them, and to know that which is harmful and to avoid them. And that's why the people of hellfire, they will say, as we see in Surah Mulk, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, that they will say, if only we listened and we had aql, meaning we used our aql, meaning we used it to know what was truth and to abide by it, and to know what was falsehood and keep away from it. If only we had done that, listened and used our reason, then we would not be inhabitants of the hellfire. Right? So fitra and aql, they work, they agree with each other. Sound fitra, which hasn't been corrupted, it will be in agreement with aql. And sound aql will be in agreement with revelation, with naql. So all three are in a straight line, right? There's fitra in a person. If it's not uncorrupted, it will lead naturally to Islam, to Tawheed, which is you choosing that which is beneficial in this life and avoiding which is harmful. And revelation comes and it agrees with all of that and it commands what is beneficial and prohibits from what is harmful. So fitra and aql are two faculties that Allah has given to us. It is from His justice, it is from His kindness, in that He gave us fitra, we are already inclined towards Islam. And if our fitra has been corrupted because we are born in the household of a Yahudi or a Nasrani or a Majusi or whatever else it might be, Allah has given us reason, aql. Now, we use reason to rectify whatever has gone wrong of the fitra. And to direct our aql, it is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning to show our aql the right way, He sent prophets and messengers. He sent books and He sent messengers. And they appeal to the aql, right? If the fitra has been corrupted. So we are not left just upon reason alone. We are guided by revelation. And all of this, look at this, is from the perfect wisdom and mercy and justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. You cannot, it's like we say, when you look at the justice and the mercy and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, any person who ends up in Jahannam, he deserves to be in Jahannam. Because Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't left any avenue or route for you to end up in that destination unless you chose it for yourself, you willfully wanted to go there. It's just not possible. When you look at all these things about the fitra predisposition and then the faculty of thinking, reflecting, seeing, choosing, whatever else, and sending prophets and messengers to guide that aql with rational evidences, right, which appeal to you. And then once you are in Islam, the fact that, the deeds are multiplied 10 to 700 times, and then all of your sins, they can be wiped out in any one of 10 different ways, from your own deeds, from istighfar, tawbah, from your righteous deeds that wipe them out, from your own actions, and then from the actions of other believers which benefit you, they make dua for you, they are able to give some of their good deeds to you, like make an umrah for you, as you see, with parents and whatever else, or they can intercede for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. These are from the deeds of other people, they've got nothing to do with you, right? Allah has made that as a means for your expiation of your sins. And then He made calamities in this life, calamities in the barzakh, calamities in the hereafter, they will wash away your sins as well. And after all of these 9 ways and means, there is still left the pure mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. That if He wants, even if you come to Him with sins, if He wants, if He wills, He will forgive all of your sins without any other cause or reason being involved. So how can a person not enter into paradise after all of this? Do you understand? So from the great wisdom and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He bestowed upon us these faculties, and that's why in the Quran we are reminded about all of these things. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. He said, He's the one who originated your creation, and He made for you hearing and seeing and the ability to think and reflect. How little it is that you are grateful, right? So this is the fitrah, and this is the aql. They are two faculties we have been given by which we respond to the call of the messengers in order to establish the justice, the adl, that we spoke about in the lesson.